Companies have submitted their bids for the wall President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border, one of the causes of strained relations between the two countries recently. At the same time, Phoenix has opened a second trade office in Mexico, and that country continues to be Arizona's top trading partner. So what is the history of America's relationship with its southern neighbor? To talk about that, I'm joined by Veronica Martinez-Matsuda, an historian at the Industrial Labor Relations School at Cornell University. And Veronica, how much of this relationship is based on what's going on now? How much of our interaction is, in fact, based on history?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. So in the interest of keeping my job, I wouldn't be a good historian if I didn't say that there is much of it, of course, rooted in history. And I think it's that stuff's really important because there are ways in which as much of, you know, U.S. history that we are familiar with, say something like the U.S. war with Mexico that most Americans know about, we're less familiar with how, from that moment on, we established this kind of interdependence that's been really imbalanced, that has not been based on sort of a real equal reciprocity in terms of maintaining, you know, sort of understanding of how we could mutually benefit both countries in our economic relations or in our political relations. And so beginning really, most historians suggest, beginning with the U.S. war with Mexico and the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, it's from that moment that we firmly establish what some people even go so far as to suggest that it's a imperialist foreign policy. But it's true that there's also very present-day challenges to our diplomatic relations.
How much of our relationship with Mexico do you think comes from politics, from our political leaders? How much of it is from businesses and sort of the commerce aspect? And how much do you think comes from just folks living along the border or folks, you know, going across the border in either direction, interacting with people in the other country?
Yeah, well, I do think a great part of it has been due to economic interests between both countries. And so I feel like that often pushed political leaders to act in ways that accommodated those interests. But, of course, the sort of neighborly part of our sharing a border also has the kind of social, cultural element to it that is really been threatened, I think, in the more modern age because of the militarization of the border.
When you look at the impact of Mexico's economy on the U.S., a lot of economists are suggesting that with the Mexican economy getting stronger and the peso getting stronger relative to the dollar, that there's less incentive now for Mexican workers to cross the border, in some ways a very dangerous crossing if they have to come illegally to try to work in the U.S. I'm wondering what the relationship is between the relative strengths of the two countries' economies and how that plays into how dependent or not dependent on the other a country might be.
Yeah, well, I do think that would affect migration, and people pointed to the economic recession in the United States as a good example of that. When the recession hit here, it hit Mexico just the same, and migration numbers dropped. And part of this was due to the difficulty, as you acknowledge, of crossing the border, the danger to that, the violence behind that, but it was also economically driven. Right now, the economic interdependency is so great, the interconnectedness, in other words, of these economies are so great that we constantly sort of feel each other's shocks.
Is there evidence to suggest that there can be a different relationship between the U.S. and Mexico and individual states and Mexico? And I ask because, you know, several years ago, especially after Arizona passed SB 1070, its immigration enforcement bill, there was a lot of talk about how it was damaging to the state's relationship with Mexico and hurting trade. And when our current governor, Doug Ducey, came into office, he made a point of saying that he wanted to repair the state's relationship with Mexico. And I'm wondering, I guess, is there a difference there between how Mexico views the country as a whole and how Mexico might view particular states, maybe even especially border states?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much a difference from the angle of the Mexican state. That's a really interesting way to think about it. But I do know that it's a difference in how migrants, considering either immigrating for the first time or in their well-established sort of circular migrations, view these different locations within the United States. And that's been well documented. As these restrictionist laws came into place, we saw out-migrations from states like Arizona or Alabama, other places. And that was in direct relation to the hostile climate there.
Veronica Martinez-Matsuda is an historian at the Industrial Labor Relations School at Cornell University.